It's 6:45 here at Broadcast Park on the WMT Morning Show, welcoming Joshua McNary to the telephone lines. He's a digital marketing technologist. He's the founder, president, CEO, Big Cheese, head honcho over at McNary Marketing and Design. You can find him at McNary.me and on Twitter at McNary. Joshua, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me again.
Glad to have you on the program. 2016, everybody's getting everything moving forward slowly but surely. And there was an article that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting. Wanted to get your opinion on it. MarketingDive.com said there are 10 digital marketing trends to watch in 2016 and beyond. And the big thing that they say is that the customer experience will be a big focus for marketers and advertisers in the new year. What'd you think of this article?
I thought overall it was a good wrap-up of where we're at currently in digital marketing.
Okay.
And it ended with that point about the user experience particularly, and really that's where all of the other points lead to in this article and what we're seeing in the space. I mean, we're really in a time now where we're maybe two, three generations down the road of the digital marketing evolution that we've seen, really, as at first it was just trying to figure out how to even advertise online and make it effective where people just don't skip over it. And now we're all the way to the point that people are installing ad blockers to actually actually make it be that much harder. So there's a lot of interesting things that have been done to really make the user experience that much better and allow marketers to engage with consumers on the consumer's terms.
Well, and that one of those things is it's called content marketing, and that's one of the things, rather than just having ads that blast out to everybody anywhere, anytime, content marketing actually changes the game a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and most of the folks that I work with, this is something that has to come out in what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, content marketing is the idea of giving good information, sometimes giving away some free information that you may have sold in the past, to your customers ahead of time to prove that you know what you're talking about, that you have a good product or service that they can engage with. And, you know, a certain percentage of those folks are never going to work with you. They probably will never work with you anyways.
Right.
But you positioned yourself in a way that allows you to be seen as a leader in that market. And, you know, if it gives you the opportunity to at least have the conversation about working with somebody or selling them a product.
Joshua McNary is with McNary Marketing Design here in Cedar Rapids, and you can find him on Twitter at McNary. And a lot of the stuff that, you're very prevalent on social media, and that really is one of the areas. You take a look at Twitter, Josh. I mean, you take a look at Twitter and how they're trying to work in marketing. I see many more promoted Twitter posts now than I have at any time in the past.
Sure. Well, I mean, they're a great example, and they're one of the social networks that I think are still evolving and trying to figure out exactly how to do this, although they've gotten better over the years. I mean, there's like on Facebook, there's about 1 billion users. On Twitter, I think there might be like 300 or 320 million users. So it's a huge grouping of people that are engaging with a lot of content all the time. And so how do you get through them when you're looking at hundreds of tweets in a given moment? How do you make sure that one of those promoted tweets show up and that you click on it?
Exactly.
Well,
That's
where we get back to the content marketing, is that you've got to engage with the person in the mind frame and where they're at with regards to your product or service at that moment, and get them to come in a natural way, an organic way, rather than trying to force an ad on them. That's what's been working. And what's worked best on Facebook has been, now you could boost posts. So if you have a posting that you put on there, a content marketing post that you put on there, and you want to particularly be seen by maybe people that don't already follow you, that's what you boost. You don't create this static billboard and try to attract people the way we used to.
Right.
You're actually promoting content.
Mid to late afternoon, Hy-Vee puts out a tweet that pushes people to Snapchat so they can see their channel, and that's the perfect time because people are saying, man, I'm hungry. I had to start thinking about what to do. Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing Design, you can find him on Twitter at McNary, and also McNary.me is where his website is. Joshua, thank you so much for joining us again here on the WMT Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
Hope that you have a good one today, and enjoy the couple of hours of sunshine we're supposed to get today, right?
Oh, yeah. I look forward to that once it comes up here in a little bit.
Exactly. Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Take care. 6:49 at Broadcast Park.